Hi, everybody. This is Eric Silver.
This is Dan Tellerico.
Hey, what are you up to, Dan?
I'm trying to expand my horizons.
Expand your horizons? What could you mean?
Well, you know, I like this one thing, Yingling,
but I
want to try something else that isn't Yingling, because everywhere you go in Pittsburgh has Yingling, but they also have other things.
Well, let me tell you about a new feature that you can find on Pick'Em'All.
Tell me all about it.
So the thing that we're adding this week is right now we have a similarity feature that goes and says similar, not just overall, but also based on certain facets. Mm-hmm. So like if you're saying you like Yingling, you can go first to the Yingling comparison page, and we'll recommend to you some things that you could compare to it that are similar to Yingling.
So if I was kind of take baby steps,
mm-hmm.
you know, this would be things that are very, very similar to Yingling, but also slightly different.
Yeah, it's things where the facts are the same, or the facts are similar. So things like distribution, things like how they're made, things like price or ABV. You know, first, our first blush is things that are similar overall. But then if you go further down the page, then we start having things that are similar based just on a small set of features. So if the only thing that you want is you want another wheat beer, we'll recommend other wheat beers to you. If you want something else that's a little bit cheaper, we'll recommend cheaper beers for you. So you can explore around the things that are most important to you or just find other things you might like.
I think that's a good point. You know, I think when you are searching for something, you know, maybe it's not beer, it's something I don't really know what I want. You know, I kind of narrow things down. But then, you know, I think I find something that seems convenient, something I would be into, but then next to it are maybe 6 or 7 other things that are similar that I wouldn't, you know, consider.
Yeah, I mean, this is a lot like, there's a lot of these systems that people who have e-commerce sites get, where you look at one thing and it recommends other things you might buy. But the difference is that on an e-commerce site, that's going to be based on some sort of purchase behavior. These are things that people buy more often or that they make more money off of. At Pick'Em'All, we've kept that same fact-based approach for our similarity. So the things that are suggested are things that are factually congruent, things that fill the same role or are in the same part of the market. So you can still do that kind of exploration, but instead of you being led, you get to lead the exploration.
That sounds great. And so now when you go to Pick'Em'All, you could make choices and expand your horizon at the same time.
That's right.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Eric.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. Good talking to you. Bye.
Bye.